神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Again, I would like to speak to you about fears and phobias and the anxiety attacks.
再次我们要谈到害怕、恐惧或者是焦虑的袭击。
The last time I really told you what they were like and what they were.
上次我跟你谈什么叫做害怕、恐惧。
But I don't want to leave you there. I want to see if there's some way we can help one another with this.
我希望你不要就停在了解害怕恐惧而已，希望能够进一步的知道怎么办。
Now I do want to mention to you, if some of these tapes or some of these broadcasts that we have had that you would like to have some of them, particularly those that are in the series, you can write to us and we will send them to you.
如果你对于你所听到的节目你希望能够留下袋子的话，那你就跟我们写信，我们会寄给你的。
Because I am very sure that there are those out there listening to me that have these fears that trouble you.
我相信在听的人，一些听众当中，事实上是有一些害怕在干扰你的。
Some of you that's under stress and you have these panic attacks that make you dizzy and make your heart beat fast, or maybe you can't breathe right, or you feel like you're choking, and it comes from these panic attacks.
有很多人有这种惊恐的症状，比如说像心跳加急、不能呼吸、头晕这些的话，那么我相信你是里面带着恐惧的。
And I want to talk to you about the power of truth.
接下来我要跟你谈的就是这种真理的能力。
Because fears many times are what we imagine. They're not built on truth.
事实上，很多恐惧是我们所想象出来的，并不是事实。
You see, some people say, I can't help this feeling of this intense fear.
有的人说呢，我根本没有办法控制或者是能够自制这样的一个恐惧的感觉。
Actually, the fear is in your mind and in your body, but it's not really grounded on truth.
事实上，这种害怕恐惧呢，不是事实，而是在你的脑筋、你的想象里面。
You have fears of heights, going up something very high.
就像说，你一面往上走，一面害怕。
But the truth of it is, you can really climb those steps. You can really get up there.
事实是你根本就可以向上爬，没有问题的。
But the fear is in the mind.
可是你的害怕却在你的脑筋里面。
And this is where we have to deal with it.
这是我们要去处理的。
You know, there are times when you fear like a doom, something dark, just hovering over you.
有时候突然间一阵黑暗笼罩过来。
And then something comes to you and says that you're going to die.
有时候你就想说我快死了。
Many people have fear of death.
很多人很怕死。
Even little children.
连孩子都怕死。
And it plagues them all their life.
那这样子的话，整辈子都受影响。
I remember one lady said, I am not going to die 1,000 times before I die once.
那有一个妇女这样说呢，在我还没有真的死以前，事实上我已经死了上千次了。
You see, her husband had this fear of death.
因为他的先生呢，有这种对死的恐惧症。
And she lived with him under the tension of his fear.
所以他就在先生这种恐惧的下面呢，造成很大的压力。
But I am fully convinced in my heart of what the Bible says. There is a time to rejoice, a time to cry. There's a time that we are born
and there is a time we shall die.
我绝对相信圣经所说的，生有时，死有时，享乐有时，悲伤有时。什么时候啊？每一件事情都有它的时候的。
And all the fear that we have is not going to bring about that day of death. It's just going to make our life miserable.
即使你怕死，也不能逃避死亡，也不会把那个死的事实带到面前来，只是你把自己的生活弄得更糟。
My heart goes out to those who have to live under this.
我对那些在恐惧下面生活的人实在是很同情他们。
Sometimes people say, I really fear what other people think of me.
有的人就想说我很害怕别人怎么想我。
And it's not just a little saying they say off the top of their head. It is a fear that grips their heart.
那种怕可不是
worrying.
那个怕可不是只是好像担心而已，而是真的里面的害怕。
Truly worrying and anxiety about what others will think of them.
里面很忧虑，很忧心别人怎么想我。
But you see, you have to understand this. You can never please man.
你要了解一件事实，你根本不可能让一个人满意或者是讨人的欢心的。
At one time you may please them, the next time they may turn against you.
一下子你让他高兴，下一次他可能就反对你了。
That's why if you can find your peace in pleasing God, you'll be healthy.
只有你能够好好的讨神的喜欢，然后里面有平安，这样的话你才是一个快乐的人。
Because he tells us what he wants, and if we do what he wants, we please him.
因为神很清楚地告诉我们他的心愿是什么，然后如果你可以讨他的喜欢，讨他的心愿满足的话，那么你就可以高兴了。
Then there's those who feel hopeless.
也有人呢，觉得很没有盼望。
I feel the situation is hopeless and it will never change.
觉得好像我的情况已经变不了了，已经没有希望了。
But you know,Time will show you that that's not right.
可是呢，时间一过，你就发现说这种想法是不对的。
I have counseled with people who have come and they acted as if this was it. I know there's nothing that can be done about it. It's hopeless. And then I've gone another year later and met them and the problem has passed.
我面对太多人来见我的时候，跟我谈问题的时候，都到了一个觉得好像没有盼望的一个地步，已经觉得不行了。可是过了几年看到他们，他们还是活得很好。
The word of God tells us in Christ we become new people.
因为在主的里面呢，神的话告诉我们，我们可以成为一个新造的人。
Remember my friend that's under this, nothing is hopeless.
记得在基督里没有一件事情是让我们绝望的。
There are those who say I am so nervous I can't think clearly.
有的人说我好紧张哦，什么的事情都想不了。
And that's why you need to keep your mind on something such as God himself who said, you think upon me and I will give you peace.
那就是为什么你一定要好好的把你的焦点，你的心思放在一个可以给你平安的这位神的身上。
So these are some of the thoughts that we may have.
那么这一些或许就是你平常在想的。
Now I want us to say, okay,How can I get out of this?
那接下来我们要问一个问题，我如何能够离开这种情况？
Can I really overcome these fears and phobias?
我真的能克服这些心理的害怕跟恐惧感吗？
I believe with my heart that you can.
我绝对跟你说是的。
And I'm going to give you some steps that I think that would help you.
我要给你几个步骤可以帮助你的。
Now, let's take the fact that you fear flying.
比如说你害怕搭飞机。
You see, what we have to do first is gradually increase your exposure to that fear.
那就是你要慢慢的来增加自己在这种害怕的环境里面的实际的情境，就是你要身临其境的来面对自己的害怕。
Maybe you can get a book or find some pictures of airplanes just to look at.
比如说首先呢，你拿着一些飞机的照片来看。
Maybe you can read stories about airplanes.
也看一看那些飞机的故事。
Maybe there would be some way that you know somebody or you're around an airport, that you go there and just sit at the airport.
或许呢，你就跑到机场去，然后坐到里面的那个飞机场里面去。
Spend time looking at it and walking around and seeing the things.
到处走一走，看一看， 飞机场的里面的情形。
Watch the planes land and take off.
看着这些飞机起落。
If you ever get the opportunity, maybe to just go inside of an airplane and sit down on the seat.
如果有什么机会的话，就到里面飞机的里面去，座舱里面去坐下来。
Maybe you and a friend can take a very short flight.
或者跟你的朋友就一起有一个短短的短程的这样的一个飞机的经验。
What I'm trying to say is whatever your fear is, get a little more exposure. Get into it a little more, see it a little more.
不管怎么样，当你有恐惧的时候，你就让自己这种害怕呢，让它更能够体验多一点体验，让它多一点从你的心里面能够面对。
Maybe you have a fear of heights.
比如说你惧高。
Well, then you can try to expose yourself to simple flights of stairs or to just some heights that eventually you get higher and higher.
那你越怕高，你就找一些可以往上面爬的地方，让自己来面对这个恐惧。
Actually, this means that you're determined to practice facing your fear.
这个意思是说呢，你心里面很坚决的愿意来面对你心里的这种害怕。
Maybe you're afraid of social gatherings or where there are larger groups of people.
有时候你很害怕很多人大众群众的这样子的场面。
So you decide you're going to practice facing this fear.
所以你就决定你要好好的去练习来面对这个害怕。
Now when you go into the store to buy something, you just don't just look, but you go up to the salesperson and ask them maybe a simple question.
当你进入一个店里面，很多人在那里，你不要只有看东西，你就去跟那个卖东西的人聊一聊，问几个问题。
Then you learn how to say hello with a smile.
然后用一个微笑来问候他们。
You listen carefully to what is being said, so that you can ask some simple questions.
当他跟你说一些介绍一些东西的时候呢，你就问他们一些简单的问题。
Then maybe you can make a little brief comment about yourself, like, you know, I can never find a sweater that fits me well.
有时候也能够提一些话题，比如说呢，你可以跟对方说呢，我总是找不到我喜欢合身的这样的一件毛衣。
And as you keep going out to the store,
然后就继续的到店里面去。
Begin to develop a genuine interest in those around you in the store.
所以慢慢的就在这个店里面呢，对那些四周围的人开始呢产生一些建立一些跟他们的关系跟兴趣。
And you may be very surprised how after a while you begin to feel a little more comfortable.
最后呢，你就发现，你很惊讶的发现，怎么越来你越觉得没有问题了。
Maybe you're afraid of the dark.
或许你是一个怕黑怕暗的人。
And this is where you may have to say, listen, this is in my mind. This is not truly a truth.
你要继续的提醒自己，害怕黑暗是我心里面的想象，不是真实的。
There's no one in the dark hall.
根本就没有什么东西在黑暗里面。
There's nothing in my room.
根本我的房间里面没有人。
And so you practice going up a little at a time.
所以你就这样练习进入那个黑暗的房间。
You practice to turn the light off just for a little bit.
把灯关掉。
Until eventually you may overcome this fear.
最后你就慢慢的可以克服这样的害怕。
Practice points to overcome these things.
你一定要去面对，去经历，去练习，让自己可以克服。
Make it a part of your will.
好好的让自己决定，坚决的这样的一个决定。
I will get over this.
我一定可以克服。
Now, there are those who are afraid of the outdoors, of going out.
有的人害怕出去。
They stay, they're homebound. They're afraid to go out among people in the outside.
他们总是留在家里面，关在家里面，很怕出去面对别人。
This is a very difficult fear.
这是一个让我们觉得很难的一种恐惧。
But you'd be surprised how many have this fear.
但是你会惊讶，事实上很多人有这种恐惧。
Begin to open your door and leave it open.
开始把你的门打开。
Practice standing in the open door for as long as possible.
你就让自己练习站在门口，越长越好。
Then after you have done this for a while, then go out the door and stand there by the door.
然后呢，在门口之后呢，你已经站过了，开始走出去。
Breathe deeply.
好好的深呼吸。
Why I say this is because when you begin to do this, you may begin having anxiety attacks because of it.
我要你深呼吸的原因是因为你当你打开门开始往踏出去的时候，你或许会有一种焦虑的这样的一个袭击会上来。
As you step out that door, you feel like you can hardly breathe.
接下去你会觉得好像很难呼吸了。
That you have something in your throat that's choking you.
接下去你觉得你的这个喉咙好像哽住了。
You even feel a little lightheaded or dizzy.
你会觉得头晕。
Then when you conquer that, then take a little walk down the street.
所以当你做了深呼吸，就克服这些症状之后呢，你就开始走到街上。
Or walk around your house.
在你的房子四周围走一走。
Or if you have a car, go out and sit in the car.
如果你有车子的话，你就坐到车子上。
Then begin to have someone just drive you around your house, around your block.
或者是跟着别人就开始骑车或者是坐车离开你的家。
And as you begin to conquer these step by step,
当你这样一步一步的克服之后，
eventually you may be able to get to a store.
最后呢，你就可以进入商店。
You might even be able to make a small purchase.
然后你就买一点东西。
And you'll begin to feel that fear going further and further away from you.
这样子你的害怕会慢慢的慢慢的离开你越来越远。
Some of you may not understand what I'm talking about, but many of you do.
很多人可能不了解我在讲什么，可是呢，我也相信有一些人是了解的。
Now, those of you that have these anxiety attacks and these phobias and fears, you may need someone to help you.
如果你是那个有恐惧、害怕、焦虑这样的一个人的话，你需要有人帮助你。
Now, I'm not talking about a counselor or a psychiatrist altogether.
我讲的并不一定是指那些心理学家或者是就是那些心理辅导。
But for some of you, you need a good friend or person that loves you.
但是你需要一个爱你的朋友能够帮助你。
And that you can tell them about your fear.
你开始跟他们谈你的害怕。
And ask them to help you.
请他们帮助你。
Now, if you are the person that they have chosen to help them, let me tell you some things that you should do and not do.
那如果你是那个人家请你帮助他，就是那个有害怕恐惧的人，请你帮助他的那个人的话，那我要告诉你什么你该做，什么不该做的。
You see, maybe it's your child that's having this trouble.
或许你的孩子就有这种困难。
You need help to know how to help them.
你要知道怎么样来帮助他们。
So as a supporter, make them feel like you understand.
首先，身为一个帮助者，你要让他知道说你了解他的恐惧。
If you say it's foolishness, it's all in your mind, you don't understand.
你不要一下就说根本没有什么好害怕的话，那这样的话你不了解他。
And when they feel we understand, they will be more apt to let you work with them.
如果你表达你的理解、你的了解的话，那他们就更愿意让你来跟他们在一起参与。
You must know that people with phobias are experiencing it and it's real to them.
记得一个有恐惧感的人，他们虽然是有时候是想象的，但是是真实的经历那种恐惧的过程。
Don't think that they're doing this for attention.
不要以为他们只是跟你讲一讲，然后引得你注意而已。
Realize that they are embarrassed. This hurts them and they want to change.
你要知道，那是很干扰他们的，他们是觉得很，里面很不好意思的，而且他们愿意改变。
Like I said, don't be critical and put down them with statements that says, this is foolishness. What's wrong with you? You don't do that.
不要轻看他们，不要随便责备他们，不要以为说你真的很愚昧，为什么会有这种感觉呢？不要这样做。
Be gentle.
很恩慈一点。
And supportive.
而且呢，尽量的支持他们。
And build up their self-confidence.
来建立他们的自信心。
Your little girl is very afraid of the dark.
比如说，你的小女孩很怕黑暗。
Don't say, listen, there's nothing wrong, you're very foolish, get upstairs.
你不要对你的孩子说呢，根本就没有什么好怕的嘛，你就上去。
Look at them and say, honey, I know this is very real to you.
你可以跟他说，孩子，我知道你心里面真的很害怕。
But mama's going to help you.
但是我要帮你。
And I know you're going to be able to do it.
而且我知道你以后就很勇敢了。
So gently you begin to go upstairs with her.
你就开始陪着她上楼。
And when you feel her tighten up, you just put your arm around and say, I'm here.
当她开始表达她的害怕的时候，你就开始来啊，抱着她，用手抱着她的肩膀，然后跟她说，我在这里，不要怕。
And I know you're going to be able to do it.
我知道你一定可以的。
This is what will help them.
这个会帮助他们。
Don't assume that you know what's best.
不要老是向对方表达你知道什么是最好的
you know,
最对的。
Some people say, if you want to get out of this, then you better do this.
不要跟对方让对方感觉你是专家，好像跟他说呢，如果你要克服的话，你应该怎么做。
For that one that's afraid of going outdoors, they'll say, well, that's foolishness, just go.
有时候你跟对方说，如果你怕出门的话，那就出门去看看嘛。
No, don't do that.
不要这样做。
Ask them how you can help them.
要对方告诉你，他希望你帮他做什么。
Now, don't plan with them that you're going to take them through a threatening situation.
如果你要带他们经历过一个让他们害怕的情况的话，不要跟他一起计划。
But let them know what is coming up.
让他们知道说你要做什么。
Give them the instructions, positive, talking to them and relaxing them.
跟他们讲一些你要做的采取的行动，然后让他们一方面有预备心，然后一方面呢让他们能够放松一点。
Your mother-in-law is very frightened of flying.
比如说你的婆婆很怕上飞机。
But something happened and she really must fly.
但是在一个情况下面她一定要搭飞机。
If you're going to support her, you begin to instruct her step by step what's going to happen.
如果你要帮助她的话，你就开始跟她讲说我们有几个步骤要做。
And then as you talk to them, relaxingly as she sits down in the seat, you try to talk with her and get her mind off of it.
你尽量安排让她放松的一个姿态，然后开始跟她一步一步的谈。
Now mother, relax.
你跟她说，放松下来，没有关系。
I'm here with you.
我跟你在一起。
Call for a glass of water to give to her.
有时候给她一杯水。
Always let her know that you're there.
让她知道你就在旁边。
When she hears the roaring of the plane, just put your arm around her and say, that's how they begin. That's how they fly.
当飞机开始要起飞，那个声音很大的时候，你把手放她的肩膀上说，这个就是起飞的开始了。
When the weather gets turbulent and they go up and down, just be there to comfort her and let her know that this is sort of a normal thing.
万一在飞机里面碰到乱流，这个飞机呢会上下波动的时候呢，你就跟他解释说，这个是很正常的，这个没有关系。
But、don't make them face the situation alone.
但是千万不要让他们去面对这种他们害怕的情况，单独去面对这种情况。
Don't send your child up when they're so fearful of the dark.
如果你的孩子很怕黑暗，不要让他单独进入黑暗里面。
Be there and assure them of your support.
一定要确定自己在旁边来帮助支持他。
If you're planning to help them through a situation, don't begin with a difficult situation.
如果你在计划要带他们练习这个情况的话，请不要一下就安排最难的情况。
Help them to face this and their fears in little small steps.
让他们一步一步小小的情况开始。
If they're fearful of getting on an elevator.
比如说呢，他们很怕进入电梯。
Let them go and to the elevator, open the door, and just let them stand inside.
一开始只要把门打开，让他站在里面一会儿。
You hold the open the door button and you don't close it.
然后你不要把门关起来，就把这个门呢就这样子把它撑着，让他站在里面一下子。
And as you see that fear building up, say it's all right, you can come out.
他开始慢慢害怕，你就说好，那出来了，可以了。
And little by little, you begin to give them, we're just going to go up one floor.
然后慢慢的从进入门里面站着到可以上一楼。
I believe you can make one floor.
我相信你可以再上一楼。
And then don't keep asking them, how do you feel now? How do you feel now?
总是问他们说，你感觉怎么样？你害怕吗？
Help them to see that you're not watching what they're doing. We're just going through this until it becomes natural.
你不要让对方感觉到你在观察他，在旁边看他怎么经过，而是你跟着他一起来经历这些过程。
Don't act disappointed and displeased if they fail.
你也不要啊，如果他们啊害怕的话，请你不要表现出你很失望的样子。
Don't say, "Look how foolish you are."
不要说，你看你又来了，又一样了。
You could have done that.
你根本就不需要这样的。
No, encourage them and let them know you went that far. I'm glad you did that. We'll conquer this.
你要鼓励他们，然后跟他们说你今天试过了，我们一定会在啊成功的，我们会克服的。
And so now we see then that you are supporting them and they need your support.
所以他们需要你的支持，你也已经在帮助他们。
But you see, there's one that can truly support us.
有一位是真的可以在这方面来帮助我们的。
And that is the God of the universe.
那就是这宇宙的主宰，我们的神。
The living God.
他是活的神。
You see, when you have a healthy awe, when you believe in him, when you know he's real, it does something inside of you.
当你相信他的时候，然后你知道他是真实的时候，你的心里面就不同了。
You understand that there's someone that has true authority over you.
因为你知道说有一位是带着权柄的。
And we can believe that he can really control our circumstances.
你相信他，然后你知道他是掌管所有的环境。
But you see, fear is not trusting God.
如果你相信神还有害怕的话，表示你不是真的信靠他。
But trusting untruths and things that are not real.
你如果害怕，就表示你信了一个，你依靠一个根本不真实的，不能让你信靠的对象。
Be willing to analyze your fears and discover the real source of your problem.
好好的分析你自己的害怕的一些情况，然后开始找一些可以帮助你的这样情况的一些资源。
You see, there may be those who feel the fear of rejection, and the fact is,They need love and acceptance.
有的人很害怕被弃绝，事实上他们是很希望能够被接纳。
And so we go on then to see that God loves us.
神那么爱我们。
He said, I love you so much, I sent my son.
他爱我们到一个地步，把自己的儿子都给了我们。
He says, I love you so much that I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
他说我那么爱你，所以呢，我不会离弃你，不会离开你。
He accepts us where we are.
他接纳你，不管你是怎么样的人，他都接纳你。
He gives us self-worth by his love.
因为他爱你，所以就带给你自我的价值。
He promises us eternal security.
他要给你那种永远的安全感。
And he says, I'll provide the power or grace to overcome.
而且他要提供给你这种恩典的能力力量，然后能够克服一切。
There are some of you that your whole life has been broken by these fears and anxieties.
我知道我们当中有人他的一辈子都被这种焦虑或者是恐惧所侵袭。
But there's something better.
但是你可以过得更好。
Turn your heart to God.
把你的心来仰望神。
And he'll be there.
他就跟你在一起。
If you have this problem, please send in for these two tapes and we will send them to you.
如果你有这样的问题，然后你希望得到这样的一个讲义的话，你要这些袋子的话，请你写信给我们，我们一定会把它送给你。
Let us know if you want cassette tapes or CDs. Thank you.
不要忘了告诉我们你要的是录音带或者是 CD。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供。由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。